Welcome to another episode of the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Britt. A fresh take on sports by two guys who think they're right even when they're wrong, which is a lot. Sports, movies, music, and, well, other stuff. So sit back, relax, turn it up, and join the journey into the unknown and maybe have a laugh or two. Here's your host, Brandon Lowe and Ryan Britt.
Hey, we're doing it. It's Monday, first day of August, boys. First day of August. I'm Brandon Lowe. Next to me, our favorite guest, now one of our favorite co-hosts, too, Chris Wade. Wade is in the house today. Wade, what's up, dude?
Man, once again, it's an honor to be here. I feel like an NBA 10-day contract person, so I think this is like five or six.
Not the same pay.
Four more required co-hosts, and then I'm a free agent again.
You just go back and forth from here to the G League.
Exactly. So the 10-day contracts. That's what I'm on right now.
I'm Walker, Texas, Brandon, today with this cowboy hat that I found walking through Jack's house here. Beautiful Jack across from me. How was your all's boys?
Gentlemen.
How was your weekend?
That was eventful. I went to Dayton and seen Best Virginia play in the TBT quarterfinals, and so stopped by the Mothman Museum. And
got that shirt.
Yeah.
Did you get that there?
No, I've had this one, and I actually picked up a black one, black shirt on Friday. So I got two Mothman shirts. Got a red and black, so matches my shorts, so I can wear either one of them, be in good shape.
There you go, that's good. And the shoes.
Yeah.
You're matching all down. You got the Atlanta Hawks socks on.
Oh, yeah, got to represent the ATL.
His hometown, dude.
Yeah, nobody else is going to do it, so might as well be made.
Jack, you're in Morgantown on Friday, right?
Yep, all weekend.
All weekend?
It's a good trip.
Yeah?
Always good to be back, though, home.
You saw Josiah up there and had some fun. You see the rest of any other basketball players up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shooting in the facility and all that
stuff. Some are in, some are out. Getting ready to start classes up there. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's picking up.
Went back home, those that could, and then they'll be back right before classes start. So then it gets real when those classes start.
Yep.
Football season.
Yeah, football season. August 1st. It means this week you got WU starting practice. You got Marshall Friday. You got high school football practices starting up. So we're excited. Scoop and score today. We have Spring Valley head football coach Brad Dingus. He apologized to me if he sounds kind of rough because he's battling some congestion and a cold right now and a cough. So
day to day,
he can't even make practice. He told me until Wednesday, but he said he'll hop on with us today and talk about his team heading to the season. Obviously, last year another good year, 14 consecutive trips to the playoffs. Just got stopped by Martinsburg there in the quarterfinals. If you remember, they played them during the season, beat them 35-30. It was a close game, and then obviously the rematch went to Martinsburg as Martinsburg went on to just win it. So, as Martinsburg does.
Martinsburg won the football title in AAA?
Wow, shocker.
Yeah, shocker, right?
Shocked the nation.
So, good season, though, there for Spring Valley. They're going to try to go 15 consecutive seasons. When was their last MSAC title? Was it 2018?
Asking the wrong guy.
I think that was 2018. But they have a couple of them, so I think they have three total.
I think they've got some guys they need to replace
them. Yeah, they got their quarterback back. I think the guy, the linebacker in the middle too, but that's really their most experience, which is always good to have your quarterback. But they, Tim George, their athletic director, he was up at the MSAC media days since Dingus couldn't make it up there, and he said that most seasons they have a bunch of D1 guys, 6'7", big dudes up front. Yeah. A lot of guys in Morgantown playing for WU from that program. He says this year's just a little different. It's not, a lot of D1 talent, but they do like the guys they have. So we'll see.
I'm sure they'll still be fine.
They'll be fine. They were picked third in the preseason poll behind the other two schools out that way. Of course, Huntington, the favorite. They were just loaded. And then you got Midland, of course, with all the kids they have. So should be fun, man. MSAC's always fun.
Oh, no doubt. I got a question. What's going on with the screen? It's throwing me off. There's no visuals here.
Oh, my bad.
There's no visuals.
So,
I'm off my game.
Yeah, it makes me nervous now.
He's tired still.
That's like, I don't know what to do with my hands now. So like, I'm looking for screens.
You're looking good. You're looking good over here.
You're looking good, see? Yeah. And producer Jack's got it over there. But yeah, excited for football, man.
Zeroed in on the Mothman shirt. That was the most important thing.
Absolutely, of course.
Good conversation with Don Nealon. If you haven't checked that out, it was cool to have Nealon on there. It was funny. I had to do some editing on that call because you couldn't hear Ryan's monotone voice half the time in the microphone. So we had to Ryan had to repeat a question about two or three different times, which was very funny for me.
Speak up.
Yeah, you know, Ryan is like very monotone, very low. But it was a good conversation. It was good to, you know, we wanted to go into it and get Nealon's take on, you know, the current state of college football and how he would recruit with all this NIL stuff. Because he's done enough interviews where it's like his background and, you know, everybody kind of knows. So, you know, and Ryan had a great question at the end about, you know, his legacy and how he wanted to be remembered and when he goes or how he wanted to folks to think about his, you know, his tenure and all that. It was really good, man. Good conversation. Nealon doesn't do a lot of interviews, especially now. So yeah, it was good to dive into his friendship with Pruitt. And, you know, he said he always rooted for Marshall, even, you know, unless they're playing him or, you know, WU's playing Marshall. But it was good, man. It was good insight for Nealon.
It's a good get.
Yeah.
Who's the booker on this show?
Well, I mean,
A-plus.
Yeah, plus, well, everybody kind of does. That was me, but my buddy Mike Dunlap, who played at WU, POCA, legend of POCA player back in the day, he hooked it up. He stayed on it for me, and
nice.
I hooked it up. So, yeah, I gave him kudos, too, thanks to Mike Dunlap.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, great show. And, again, Bristol, appreciate them. You know, they didn't have to do that. They let us use their studio that they just put that studio in. Just in time. So it worked out where we could, they made it another production studio. And it's nice. And we went in there and knocked it out. So it worked. It was good. Everybody got the job done.
Broke the old champagne bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, and they said that we were the first people to do anything in there. So that was kind of cool.
Voyage.
Yeah.
Big timers.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. And, cool to see some of the people I worked with.
I'm surprised he showed up down here at the,
oh yeah. No, it was surreal. It's kind of weird walking into a place that you spent almost 10 years working at.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not, you know, in mainstream radio anymore and stuff. It's kind of weird, but yeah, it was nice of them to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, that shows they respect you and they knew what you brought to the table, and so
yeah,
you're carrying the place on your back.
I walked in with a crown on. They carried me to the studio.
Like that cowboy hat you got on there.
Yeah, I love it, dude.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, my head's too big for this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, good stuff, man. Good episode. We're going to have more of the scoop and score. I'd like to continue the scoop and score during the season, too. I just don't know if we need to change it.
About basketball, like basketball
to,
season.
And basketball, too. That's what I'm saying. I'd like to continue the 12-pack of questions because I feel like that's a cool thing added to the interviews and the conversation.
Yep.
Yeah, we can do basketball and then later on in baseball, softball.
Yeah.
Or whatever sport or whatever.
I think y'all officially found your volleyball niche.
I'm just happy we're out of this nightmarish hell that is summer and during sports talk. Yeah. Like anytime you do any type of sports talk during the summer, no, because you're just waiting for something to happen. Just
give me something.
Yeah.
Lots of news today. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Around, so,
yeah. You know, six game suspension. So we can talk about that. Yeah, I was watching Pro Football Live or whatever it is, or Good Morning Football or whatever the hell that show is called on NFL Network, and it just broke whenever they're on there. And they weren't very happy about it. A lot of people not happy about the six-game suspension.
Very controversial.
I think he might get more, not play the entire year. I think a lot of people thought that was going to happen. He was just not going to play. NFL was going to suspend him for a year and then make him sit out. But for the Browns, what are you thinking right now, too?
Yeah, I mean, they're
Baker's at Carolina. I mean,
they're probably relieved for the. I mean, only six games. I probably thought it could have been a lot worse, and so they're probably thinking they're lucky stars today.
Yeah, or they just, you know, they're gonna have to figure out a way to. I mean, I haven't looked at their schedule.
They said I saw it. They said the first four games was fairly easy. So
they're in a good
maybe 3-3 or
that worked out, didn't it?
They'll lose the first four now.
Yeah, typical Browns.
Yeah, That's first four. They're easy. We'll get by.
I know one of them was the Falcons, so the Falcons will be one of the worst teams, so that might be a W. So
we should get a Browns fan on here today to talk about it.
For sure.
Yeah, just get him. I think my buddy Jimmy Hatcher is a big Browns fan. I might see if he wants to hop on here and give his take on it.
Hey, did you see that the Reds are no longer in the cellar?
Wow, okay.
In NL Central.
Making progress.
Yeah, Pirates are down there now.
Oh, yeah, don't. Ryan doesn't care. He'll tell you he doesn't care, but he really does.
He cares.
See, Ryan cares. They're always in the cellar, one of the two. Yeah. So.
Well, Ryan always just, he doesn't care pretty much what Pittsburgh does, as long as the owner's there. Yeah. But he wants the Pirates always to be in front of Cincinnati. That's the one thing he'll root for.
Well, they're not right Cincinnati. Now. Well, as we speak.
Didn't you just trade away one of your best pitchers, though?
So, yeah.
the Ian might be near.
Yeah. What's the Reds' record right now?
Terrible.
A couple games above 500 or below?
No.
They're below? Okay.
Below. Oh, yeah. They're definitely below.
You're giving way too much credit there.
Wow. The Pirates just really stink, dude.
Well, the Reds have been actually playing pretty well here the past few weeks. Last 10 games, 6-4. I think the Pirates are 2-8 in their last, so that's kind of where it's headed.
Pirates have that shortstop, that big dude, 6'7" shortstop, right?
Yeah,
that fires it. I don't remember his name.
He got picked off the other day. He was a tying run in the 10th inning, and he was on base at second.
Yeah,
no outs, and got picked off.
Wow!
I mean, yikes. Just fell asleep on the bases.
That's nice.
Yikes. Second base, too.
Oh, yeah.
Turn around.
Pitcher just wheeled around and threw it. I mean, he stumbled trying to get back to the bag, never made it.
He probably just thought the pitcher wasn't going to do that, but you always got to be on your toes.
Especially when you're in late innings.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to try to get that run out. Yeah. Falling asleep at the wheel. So you're going to ask Dingus about Mothman and Bigfoot?
Absolutely. And the answer better be Mothman, because he lived in that area.
You know it's
going
to be.
It's like,
I'm trying to think who Jack and I will get Bigfoot. It might be like Harvey Arms or something. Maybe if we get him on.
I don't know.
I could see that.
So you went to the Mothman Museum.
Mothman Museum,
in Point Pleasant.
Yeah, picked up a couple of shirts. And
how was that?
I've never been
really
there.
It's really fun. It's got a bunch of newspaper clippings and a bunch of videos and like testimonials and of people seeing the Mothman. And just a lot of cool visuals and it's really nice.
You know, Donnie Mays, we had him on the show a few weeks ago, and he said that the Mothman, the original sighting of the Mothman was in Clinton.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, you know, I mean, maybe. I
never heard
factual.
That.
I had never heard that either.
Because I know people down in, you know, Point and all that area.
Well, they claim it.
And Bryce Casto had backed him up, too. So.
Yeah, you know, he posted up on Twitter.
I would say, you know, since it's a Mothman, it used to be a moth child, so it grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe his childhood was in Clendenin.
Yeah, and then he moved. Then he
and then the family hit the transfer portal. Said,
that makes perfect
I'm not
sense.
Going to Clendenin High School anymore. I'm headed down to Point Pleasant.
Yeah. Moth boy. I like it.
I always felt like Point Pleasant, that should have been their mascot.
Absolutely.
I just felt like that. I mean, I know that sounds so cliche, but I mean, come on. It's when you're down there, that's what everybody thinks of.
Yeah.
Actually, several of the coaches played against them. Like, I remember Winfield softball played against them, and Steve Hensley called in, the Winfield coach, and I said, no, you played the Mothman. He kind of laughed. And
so every Point time Pleasant Mothman.
Yeah,
that's got a ring to it.
When someone plays Point Pleasant, I'm like, the Mothman. And chuckle out of it. So. Yeah.
They need to get that. They need to make that happen.
For sure.
And even do the same
sports.
Colors.
Yeah, girls sports, you could be the Moth Women.
Yeah.
There you go.
Moth girls. Right?
Can you imagine the mascot they would put together?
Get creative.
The outfit they would put together for the mascot to come out.
Right there. It's on his shirt.
Just be funny because high school.
This guy,
I'm talking about the budget of the actual outfit. Would this look? Yeah. It'd be looking rough.
Yeah, I mean,
theater group there at Point Pleasant High School.
Put one together.
Can do that.
Absolutely. So they have a Mothman Festival. Well, I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult.
Let's get this movement going from the podcast.
Go ahead
and start calling them Point Pleasant Mothmen when you do the
reports and stuff.
Reports, in the newspaper.
Yeah, put it in there.
Maybe it'll just squeak on by the copy editors. They won't even notice it. So.
They don't know.
No, they have no idea. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah. We've seen things squeak by.
Yeah. There's a story a long time ago. I can't speak on the air, but it was quite interesting.
What happens sometimes with editors or copy editors missing on certain.
I'm sure they're just they're just
rolling through. They get tired and they're just pumping out stories. Yeah, that makes sense.
So many different stories, and all of a sudden you just
forgot to take out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's never happened to nothing like me. I would never make a mistake like that, but you know.
No, never.
Yeah, never.
Okay. No. All right, let's take a break. We're being brought to you by the Tent Guy over there in Nitro. He's off 25 Michigan Avenue, quarter mile from the St. Albans Nitro Bridge. 304-380-2935 is the phone number to get a hold of the Tent Guy for all your tenting needs. We'll be back here with Scoop and Score with Spring Valley head football coach Brad Dines. On the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt. All right, welcome back to the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt here on HD Media Sports Video Productions, being brought to you by the Tent Guy over in Nitro. All right, Scoop and Score segment. We've been doing this all summer long. We're finally to the first week of high school football practice as well. We welcome on Spring Valley head football coach Brad Dingus. Coach, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
I know you're battling some congestion, all that stuff, but how's your football team been looking this summer?
You know, I'm very pleased. I think we've had a really good off season. The kids put in a lot of work. And we got a good group of kids coming back. It's a little different. I mean, it's first time in a long time I haven't had any kids on the roster with some Division I offers. So, but we've got a lot of good quality football players that if they were a couple inches taller, I think would be getting a lot of looks. So, But they're blue collar guys that show up to work every day, and I couldn't ask any more of them than what they're giving me. And I'm excited. I'm really, really excited for this year.
Coach, it's Chris Wade from the Gazette. Man, I've interviewed you a couple times. Thanks for being on. You guys have had 14 straight winning seasons. How incredible is that? And what does that say about the Spring Valley football community that you've not had a drop off in 14 years? It's pretty impressive.
Well, it helps when you got good kids. We've been lucky to have some really good football players that have bought into our program, they love to win and they love to work, very coachable kids. I've had great coaches with me. We've had a lot of support from our administration too. I mean, it's taken a whole community effort, and the Spring Valley community before the consolidation was very rich in tradition with football, with CK Buffalo and Vincent. So, the people love football here, and the kids have been very successful in the youth league programs coming up, and it just comes into this. But we've been lucky. We've been able to, the kids have worked their tail ends off in the weight room and made themselves strong. So we've kind of avoided a lot of the big injuries, and we've got some breaks, but I think when you prepare and are ready to play, sometimes you get those breaks. But we've had a lot of fun. I think these kids have had a lot of good experience, a lot of life lessons, and the brotherhood's pretty good right now with us.
Wade, breaking up the 14 consecutive playoff appearances. I got to admit something, Coach. Every time Ryan and I do our state, tournament kind of challenge, bracket challenge, not tournament, but like bracket challenge with the games and playoffs, and I've picked you to make it to the state title game the last couple years. Last year, I was very confident. You beat Martinsburg during the regular season. Of course, you had to meet him again in the quarterfinals. I think I just need to stop picking you guys, and I think you're going to win the state title.
It's tough. I mean, with that monster up there in the panhandle with Martinsburg, we figured out how to beat them the last couple of times we played them in the regular season. But, to go up there on the road in the playoffs, it's tough. But I appreciate you picking us. I think we're close. I mean, we've been close. It's it's been hard to beat that big giant right now, but hopefully we can get another crack at it.
There you go.
Coach, you mentioned monsters. You got two right there in your neighborhood as well, with Capital Midland and Huntington. How great is football there in that area, and how daunting is it to have to play those teams every year?
I mean, it's fun. It's a good rivalry, with all three of our schools. And I think, all three programs are really strong. I think it's three of the top five or six programs in the state right now, especially in AAA. So it's been good. It's been good for all of us, to compete with each other. You kind of get up banged and bruised up a lot, but it just comes in waves. I know when I first took over in 2008, my first game as a head coach, we played St. Albans, who was just in the state championship game the year before. So, the conference is completely different, 14, 15 years later than what it is. I mean, it goes in waves. It just happens that our three programs are kind of up there right now. And it'll change. I mean, that's how high school sports go. But right now we're all three riding it, and it's a lot of fun competing against each other.
I saw your athletic director, obviously filling in for you up there at Media Days, Tim George, and he talked about the field. You guys, your program, the natural grass, everybody got the turf, and I love the natural grass. Jack and I used to call games at South Charleston. They had natural grass up there, which was absolutely beautiful. And obviously, then you throw in the fact that when the weather hits, you got mud and it slows the opposition down. So, you're used to it too. It slows you down a little bit too. But do you like the natural grass? Are you on the other side? I know your athletic director said if he could get turf, he would. But I love the natural grass. I love that, having that advantage.
I like grass. Our kids like grass. I would like turf because I'm the one that has to take care of the grass and line. It would make my life a whole lot easier if we had turf. excuse me. But like this morning we had practice at 8 and it was really muddy, and we had to change what we were doing at practice because of the field conditions. And a lot of people don't think about stuff like that in the off season. You can get out and work on some agilities and do a lot of running and some drill work on turf. But if you don't, February and March, you can't really get out and do a whole lot of stuff. So it's got its plus and minuses. But as far as injury wise, I like grass. And our kids' mentality, I think grass fits us in our program. People don't like coming to our place. It's not Bermuda. It's that old fescue, the tall, dark green grass and I don't care if it hasn't rained in a month. They call it Spring Valley for a reason. There's some natural springs, and it's some weird wet. I don't know. It's different. So, I think it benefits us a little bit, but I do think that football was meant to be played on a natural surface. So, but it wouldn't break my heart if we got turf. I would really like to have turf on the practice field and then play on grass, to be honest with you, but I don't see us getting either one of those.
Let's talk about, I know you said you didn't have any guys with D1 offers. Talk about having your quarterback back. I mean, that has to be good. I mean, a lot of programs looking around, there's some young guys at quarterback. So kind of talk about your quarterback coming back this year.
Dalton had a great year last year. Threw for a bunch of yards, threw for a bunch of touchdowns. The greatest thing about him is he was very smart distributing the ball. He did a great job as getting the ball out, spreading it out. He got the ball out of his hands quick. And just to have a guy back there to command the offense, like that, it's like having another coach on the field. He's got a very high football IQ. He's one of those kids, and if he was 6'2", I think he would have a lot of offers because he can make every throw. It's just, people tend to look at the measurables the height and all that stuff instead of the football player. And I think he'll have a shot at the next level. But he's a great high school football player. And I think he's got one more touchdown pass and about 200 yards passing to break every passing record our school has, which isn't a whole lot. I think he threw for almost 2,400 yards last year and 33 touchdowns. So that's numbers with about everybody in the state. For a program that's traditionally ran the football, for him to put up those numbers we had last year, throwing it and the command that he has, you can just see his confidence growing throughout the 3-week period and all that stuff. So he's a real leader for us right now.
How do you feel about opening the season there with Huntington? I know Midland was last year, right? You got Huntington the first game of the season. How do you feel about that?
Not great.
Could be a statement, though, right?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the original schedule the MSAC gave us had us Midland week two, and we were able to move that around. Wow. I really like that, playing your two rivals the first 2 weeks, especially that. We could have a really good football team and be 0-2 or 2-0, but I don't mind it. It gives you something to go into to work on it. That's been our goal. What we're working on, we want to, we was in a defensive battle last year with those guys. So it's usually a pretty good game when we play. They just played in the state championship last year. So it's a really, really big game. And I think, a good football team is going to come out of that game with a loss to start the season. And that kind of sucks for either program. But, we've never been shy to play anybody, and it doesn't matter when we play. We'll play anybody anywhere as long as we can get 10 games.
It's always fun for the fans and the communities. I mean, Jack knows, South Charleston GW out the gate. It's always exciting. It packs the stands. You hate to see two good programs like that first game as far as getting a loss, like you said, but it's a lot of fun going into that first week.
Oh, yeah. There'll be there. It should be a lot of people there. So, when we've always opened up with one of those two teams, I think it's been like half, 7 or 8 times I've had to do that. There's not been very many empty seats at either one of our stadiums when we've played. So it's a great atmosphere, great way to start the year, great way to get going. You just got to get past that first adrenaline and high and then kind of settle in for the rest of the season. But it makes it dangerous that week two game. But, we're excited to play it.
All right, let's move over to the fun portion of this Scoop and Score segment. 12-pack of questions. There's 3 of us in here. Wade over here and Jack Wither across from me will each ask you 4 questions. Are you ready, Coach?
Oh, yeah.
All right, right out the gate, do you like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I'm probably more of a Backstreet Boys guy. I don't know. I really wasn't a whole lot into that, but I think I know more Backstreet Boys songs.
That's been the consistent answer. Not too many NSYNC. Have we had any NSYNCs?
None.
It's been all Backstreet Boys. So. Yeah. All the coaches with the Backstreet Boys. All right, here we go.
I'm with you, Coach. Backstreet Boys all the way. So, Coach, I'm a big pizza guy. I hear Everoni's is super awesome down there. Have you ever ate there? And what would be your go-to pizza place if you only had one place you could go to?
I do eat Everoni's a lot. But my go-to is Rocky Tops. It's on Buffalo Creek. They got one down in Canova now, but I frequent that place a lot, and I probably don't have a gallbladder because nice. They got cheese sticks. I mean, I could eat it every day.
Sweet.
I told you, Wade, that Everoni's was the real deal.
I've got to go there. If I ever cover a football game out that way, Everoni's, I've got to stop by there.
Everoni's is a sweet sauce. If you like sweet sauce, you're not going to find anything better. I can only take sweet sauce so many times.
Yep. Yeah.
I've got to have a little bit of spice. So.
All right, Coach, we'll stick with the theme of food here. What do you put on your perfect hot dog?
Well, it probably depends on the venue. Mike, if I'm at a ball game, a baseball game, I like kraut and mustard. But I like sauce and mustard too, or go with mustard and relish. But go to, give me some sauce and mustard and a little bit of coleslaw probably.
Yep. There you go. All right, movie or show that you cried to that you would never have publicly admitted to until right now.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the last Disney movie that I watched with my daughter.
That's always it, right?
You know, I know I've teared up a couple of times watching some of them movies with my daughters. I'm just trying to remember the last one that I did.
Oh yeah, I remember watching Lion King with my son for the first time, and
it's you. Yeah. That one will get.
Yeah,
that would have been my answer too. So.
Yeah, Disney movies.
Which one I did? It was, and this is a little. I watched Jungle Book the other day and kind of teared up with my daughter.
Right? Yeah, right. There you go. So,
not the animated one, the real life one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, Coach, suppose you're at a dance club there in Huntington, and you're in a dance battle. What would be your go-to dance move?
I would probably do the moonwalk, which would be bad, but I'm not very coordinated when it comes to dancing, so that would be my go-to. Okay. Would be the
We get Chase or from Ingo's.
I don't know, either one.
We get Chase from Ingo Central said he didn't do the worm, so get you guys out there.
The worm and the robot.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right, Coach, do you own and wear a pair of Crocs?
I own a pair. I wear them. I have, there's those canvas looking ones though. That's not the regular, ones with the holes in them.
Yeah.
I do wear those.
All right.
I've never, what's the difference between the canvas and the
little different style, isn't it?
Okay.
You're asking the wrong guy here.
Yeah. I don't have any Crocs. So I have no idea.
You should get some.
Favorite song you sing alone to in the car or shower?
Fishing in the Dark, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Nice. He had that one nailed right there.
He had that all queued up.
I was singing it this morning. So.
That's awesome.
All right, so since we're having fun here, in preparation of a game, have you ever purposely grabbed the water hose or set the sprinkle system on that coveted grass to make it a little bit higher?
Actually, I haven't. I've really thought about it. I did with the one time I did before a game. We were playing Capital, and it hadn't rained in a long time, and that we played True Green to come and put stuff on our field, and I looked out there. I used to teach at the vocational center, and I could see the field. And I looked, and they were putting fertilizer on the field Friday at about 1 o'clock. Wow. And I had to go over there and turn on the sprinklers to try to get that stuff to dissolve a little bit. There was little yellow and white pellets everywhere.
Wow!
And that is the only time I've had to do it for that. But I will tell you this: we were supposed to play. We were playing Huntington on a. I think it was a second week 1 year, and we were playing a freshman game against Huntington the night before we played on our place, and Coach Seals was down there, and we were laughing about it. He said, "You going to turn on the sprinklers?" And I said, "Yeah." And I walked over there like I was going to. And actually, on my way over there, the main pipe busted, and water was flowing all the way out of the parking lot. So we laughed about that. But, no, I've never done that. To make it worse.
Gotcha.
All right, Coach. If you weren't coaching football, what sport would you be coaching?
I like baseball. I used to coach baseball before I got into football. But either that or dabble in professional wrestling. I can't get enough of that stuff.
Yes.
I watched SummerSlam the other night. That was one of the better pay-per-views they've had in a long time.
I agree. I shouldn't probably admit this, but I watch about 10 hours of wrestling each week. So
on TV, you're wrestling, so, dude. Yeah.
Yes, I'm right there with you, Coach.
I don't miss it. I schedule my whole week around making sure I can still watch it.
Yes. Love it.
All right, to pile on to this, because I didn't have this question, because I'm curious here. We all have one more question left, by the way, Coach. You're in a professional wrestling. What would be your wrestling name or character? What would you come out to? What would your name be? Would you be a heel? Would you be a baby face? Like, tell me what you would be.
I would like to be a heel. I think that would be fun to get. I mean, I get yelled at and called stupid all the time anyway. Coaching, so I think I could handle that. I don't know. I've had some nicknames, and they used to call me Dingo in high school.
Dingo, dude.
I think my finishing move might be the Dirty Dingo. that might be it. I'd want to wear a singlet that just went over like one shoulder with a mask too. That'd be a lot of fun.
There comes Dingo,
the dirty Dingo.
Yeah,
Coach. I think you just become my favorite coach in the state after that. So wow, that's awesome. So that might change after this answer though. This is an important question for us in here. So if you could only believe in one of these guys, who would you believe in the most? Bigfoot or Mothman?
Oh, Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Yes, we got one. That's our first Bigfoot. Jack and I are believers.
I'm a big fan of Dirty Dingo now.
Dirty Dingo. He's somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Hide and seek champion.
How you not choose Mothman? He's right in your area, Coach.
There's Bigfoot here, too.
Big feet are everywhere.
I think there's a better chance of Bigfoot being there.
Oh, yeah. Man. They're
watching, dude. I'm telling you.
I'll take back my previous statement about best coach. Favorite coach.
All right, last question, Coach. I know you guys have a lot of tradition there at Spring Valley, and I've always wanted to ask this, but you've got a football player during the game that holds a stick up in the air the entire game. What is all that about?
We had our team chaplain, Jeremy Napier. Mm-hmm. He's now actually with Auburn basketball now. He just got a job down there. But he did a devotion, when the Israelites were fighting the battle of Jericho, and they held the stick, Moses' stick, above his head. And, you know, when they dropped it, they would lose the battle. And when he kept the stick above his head, they were winning. That's what that symbolizes.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. No
doubt. I knew it had to symbolize something.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's why the tradition. Those kids, they take turns because their arms get...
Right. Yeah. I knew they switched off.
I was about to say one kid holding a stick the whole game. That'd be tough. Yeah.
I think we started that. That was in 2016 was the first year we did that. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, this has been one of our favorite Scoop and Scores. Or should I say Dirty Dingo.
Dirty Dingo.
Dirty Dingo. You're a forever Dirty Dingo to us here on the show now. And
we're making T-shirts.
Yeah. We sell them. We'll give you, some of the profits.
All right.
Coach, try to feel better there. Get to practice there on Wednesday. Look forward to seeing what your team does, and I'm sure we'll talk to you in the fall.
All righty. Sounds good. I appreciate you.
All right, Coach. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, there he goes. Dirty Dingo.
Dirty Dingo, wow.
Dirty Dingo Dingus. Goes along with the Dingo Dingus.
That was a great scoop and score.
I love it. Here. Well, as soon as you said, because I was going to ask, it was funny you asked that because I had the question where if you're not a football coach or an educator or whatever, what career would you pursue? And then he brought up that wrestling. I was like, I'm just going to hop on that one and ask him what is wrestling, because he's thought about it. Every wrestling fan.
Well, especially because he watches it.
Yeah, wrestling fans is what you think of. Like, I'm with him.
You put yourself in that position.
A heel just seems so much more fun.
No doubt. Get the crowd.
Piss off the crowd. Yeah. And I just feel that'd be fun. Yeah. But I love the finishing move name.
Dirty Dingo.
I wonder, he didn't say what song, but I wonder what his theme song would be. That'd be interesting to figure out.
Yeah.
And Dingo is what, Australian?
Yeah, I would think
so.
Yeah.
It'd be, he'd have to play on some type of Australian kind of like facade or something like that. Facade.
He could wear the hat too.
It can be like Crocodile Dundee or exactly. Something.
Steve Irwin always wore the hat.
So. Have like a knife on his side. The Dirty Dingo is him just stabbing the guy. No, I'm just kidding.
There used to be a wrestler, old cool wrestler called Hillbilly Jim. I could see Dirty Dingo being a little bit of a knockoff.
I mean, he could live his dream doing that. They have wrestling all around here. Yeah. I could talk to Lee over there, Lee Studio, and see if we can get Dirty Dingo over there and make that a thing.
Heck, I was even at work at the where I work at during the day. And we're right across the street from Slack Plaza in Charleston, New. And they had professional wrestling there, like, during the day, like
they
a couple weeks ago.
They
Slack,
did that
at Slack Plaza?
Yeah.
Right, they did that at B-Dubs.
Yeah. They're
outside? Cross lanes outside in the parking lot. It was like, they're like, you can't park. I remember just going up there with the family. They're like, you can't park over here. And I'm like, why? And it's like, they just point over there, and there's dudes wrestling in a ring. I'm like, I thought the Jeep Club was annoying. Jeez. No, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, BW3.
That Jeep Club could get out of here, by the way. Nobody cares about your car that much. But yeah, it's there's a lot of wrestling around here. I can see him joining a faction somewhere. Yeah. And, I mean, they have them all the time down Logan and all those Boone County, all that stuff. They have all kinds of
I've
stuff.
I've seen them at South Charleston Rec Center.
Yep.
Nitro was home for wrestling there for a while. I don't know if it's still
there. Taze Valley is where Lee does his stuff.
All right. I had one over at in Eleanor at the Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
That's awesome.
I've seen it over there a couple of times.
I wonder what they do. Do they just like call up the venue, like the store, and be like, hey, would you mind if we rent out your parking space?
I mean, if you're a store, why not? Yeah. We get the people there.
That's what I'm saying. Then you just pay a fee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. It's good marketing strategy.
Yeah. We should get a wrestling little fantasy league together and get Dirty Dingo.
Dirty Dingo. I'll be his manager, dude. I'll wear this hat. put on a jacket. Let's calm down.
I can just see the new tradition for Spring Valley. When they come down over the hill for their entrance, Dirty Dingo leading them down the hill.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's one of the coolest entrances I've seen, too.
Yeah, they do a lot of cool stuff down there with that.
Yeah, great color scheme. It's probably my favorite color scheme, probably, and maybe even anybody in the state, too. So
he said the one strap like Andre the Giant, didn't he?
Yeah.
With a mask.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The mask. That's
interesting.
I used to, when I was in high school, for a talent show, me and a buddy put on an actual wrestling match.
Yeah.
And
a talent show?
Yeah, a talent show.
On a stage?
On a stage. And I was my favorite wrestler is Triple H. So for this one, I called myself the Masked Macho Man. So I was Triple M. So I had this mask on. I had this big Macho Man floppy hat. And we put on about a 10-minute match. And I remember at one point I grabbed this, like, empty water jug and just as hard as I could just hit this my friend in the head. And
it made that ding sound.
Lid popped off.
I ended up tapping out at the end, but I got put in the figure four and tapped out. So, but
were people into it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
When I was in high school at South Charleston, we had down to the South Charleston Rec Center. They called Jello Wrestling, and they brought in an actual ring and filled it with green Jello, and we had all these teams, you know, tag teams, boys and girls. And some of us had managers that let us out. We played it up.
That's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
But you got in there and you got to wrestle in the green Jello, which was nuts.
That is nuts.
But I had it 1 year at the rec center, 1 year up at the high school. It was pretty cool. People were into it.
Now it's like everything is a liability.
It was a fundraiser, is what it was.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
yeah, now everything is a liability. You wouldn't be able to do that in school now.
You probably not. Yeah, because we were coming off the top belt.
Yeah, people would be breaking their legs and stuff. But no,
this is
cool,
back in the 30s when I was in high school. Yeah, back in the 1900s.
It was after he built the stadium over there.
Oaks Field. I just
that's
finished the
right
wall
there.
Over there.
See the picture behind the camera? He's trying to hide it with the camera now, so you can't see it. But went with Bigfoot. I hurt your feelings?
And I just got done praising him and saying he was my favorite coach now, and then he just broke my heart. So I thought for sure he'd pick Mothman. He lives like right in that area. So, but
I thought so too, because we've been striking out on the Bigfoot. I was like, yeah, he's probably gonna come off, man.
Still 4-1. I mean, it sucks.
But should have asked him the Rambo Rocky question. See if Ryan could have got it.
Donnie Mays about Mothman. We did.
He's the one who chose the Mothman.
Okay, now Donnie Mays is two on my list.
There we go. Number two, he's behind Dirty Dingo.
Dirty Dingo's one.
We need to tell him about that. Donnie would enjoy that. He's a wrestler.
Donnie would be a. I wonder what his.
We should ask him about that. We can ask him when we
bring him right here. Now. I'm sure he ain't doing nothing right now.
Get Dingus and Mays in the ring.
There you go. Yeah. Main event down here in Taze Valley.
Yeah. Mays would definitely do it too. You know he would. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Stone Cold guy like me. Yeah. I like Stone Cold.
That can be one of y'all's new podcasts. Y'all can have you'll be commentating it while Jack.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So. Oh, we could call wrestling for sure.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
I'd get a kick out of that. I'd love to do that.
If somebody out there is watching and listening, do you have a wrestling ring that I could borrow for a day or two?
I can get a hold of Lee, like I said.
They got one?
Oh, yeah. He's got a whole faction. He's got his whole wrestling. I mean, he brings in, like, WWE people and stuff down here.
Let's do this.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
Like, if I get a hold of him and say, let's just do it as, like, a fundraiser event. Yeah. Like, just do it for the schools.
Let's do this.
Mays and Dingo can just have a play. They can just script it out and have like a little.
It could just be for like the boosters or something.
Yeah, like
Marvelous Mays and Dirty Dingo.
I know, man.
And it's local.
It's local. I mean, Donnie's down here now, and you know, Dingus ain't too far off.
Oh, and on the undercard, we'd have a boxing between you and the one guy.
I'd love to do that.
So you could be the undercard in a boxing match in the ring.
Although they complimented us on our Nealon interview. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter.
He's trying to get back on your good side. He don't want the smoke.
He never will.
He did not want that smoke.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, look at this guy. He's got a cowboy. I wouldn't want to.
I don't know. Slim down. He's been on a diet. Training.
No way.
Swimming.
Hey, boxing training is no joke, though. It is not. Get in the ring, you have to be conditioned.
Yeah. We'll go at it with a heavy bag.
Oh, yeah. It's rough. Yeah. I mean, people don't realize if you're going to hang in for a couple rounds.
Pace yourself.
You got to pace yourself. Those are the ones that get in trouble. The ones that attack just right out the gate.
Flailing.
That was a lot of problems.
You're in a Taco Bell parking lot.
That's what they try to do. Flailing. They try to do that with Mike Tyson and learned real fast that does not work out. Either you catch one on the chin or he's just going to wait and then he catches you when you're tired.
You see a lot of that, the rough and rowdy brawls. You see them come out there.
People just swinging.
Yeah, people are.
They've had a few pops before.
Yeah, and they're not training, let's be honest. None of those guys are training. You know what I mean? My favorite of the rough and rowdy is the promos they cut.
Oh,
the very, very wrestling promo, talking trash about the town. And those are the funniest videos.
That's what we could do. With our coaches wrestling.
Oh, yeah, we'll do the promos for sure. You've got to do this.
Absolutely.
You have to cut promos. There's no doubt.
Luke Salmons can be a tag team partner for Dirty Dingo. That'd be pretty good.
When is Hurricane and Spring Valley play each other on their schedule?
It's in the middle of the season.
I thought so. I know it's probably like the fifth game of the season.
I'm sorry. No, it's the third.
Ooh. Third so even closer still. Some good weather out here.
September 16th.
Perfect fallish kind of, you know,
at
still
Spring Valley. Hey, Tim George, let me set up a ring, ring in your parking lot.
Yeah, Tim George, he's awesome. So shout out Tim
George. Pre-game wrestling match between the coaches.
Yeah.
We'll do it the day before. I don't know. That'd be fun, though. Like you got my motor. Like I'm really all about this. I really do want to make this happen. This isn't me just.
Donnie's going to call Jack.
Donnie's going to be like, you idiot.
About 5 o'clock, he's going to get a phone call from Donnie like, what are you talking about, man? I'm out.
I just love Dirty Dingo. That's so great. Dingo. They call me Dingo.
This may have to be like during the next summer event.
Yeah.
During their 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. It's like our own version
in conjunction
of
the MSAC 7-on-7.
The MSAC SummerSlam. But we can't call it SummerSlam because we'll get sued by the WWE.
Yeah, like we're onto something here.
SuperSlam.
SuperSlam. There you go.
The MSAC SuperSlam.
Marvelous Maze.
That would be cool if
and like, a dirty dingo.
All the coaches, like we could get the entire MSAC coaching, like all be a character and all wrestle each other.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Have pre.
Oh yeah, and it would be cool for us.
Just color commentate. You know what I mean? Yeah,
pre-match tape.
You can have Wade in there with the mic. He can be the interviewer.
I'll be the special guest referee.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Ryan,
I'm going to tell you right now, Ryan will not show up to this. Ryan hates wrestling.
Then I want to commentate.
He likes Attitude Era wrestling, but he will not be a part of this.
Yeah, I'd commentate then. We need to get a special guest
wrestling. Although Ryan might be into it because it is like coaches wrestling. It's kind of fun. So, yeah.
I'm sure we can get a good special guest referee.
Who you think would be the favorite? I mean, it's got to be Donnie and Dirty Dingo at this point. You see Willie Washington in there at St. Albans? He's in shape, isn't he?
Some fight in him.
What's the Capitals coach?
He's in shape.
He'd be up there.
Alex over at Riverside,
a little young guy.
He's a young dude.
I can see him have a little wrestling background. And
Billy Sills at Huntington. I feel like Billy would just come in like Stone Cold.
Yeah. His wife would train him.
Yeah, there you go.
CrossFit down there for Seals.
Billy just feels like a Stone Cold kind of guy.
Yeah,
stomp you out.
Sister Mills coach, he couldn't do it. He's a pastor, so he probably wouldn't.
Hey, don't put that past.
Hey, that could be his character, dude. He could come out like a preacher, and he's preaching the pain. You know what I mean?
And then he could turn heel at the end and like pull out a foreign object and turn heel. So that could work.
It can have his finishing move can be called Holy Water. And just do some.
I like how our show has just turned all to this wrestling event that we're planning here.
I think we can make it happen.
Nitro's football coach is named Boom.
Boom, Boom. So, is it McKinney?
I think it's Boom McKinney. So.
Well, he'd be coming out of the double A rafters, Nitro, right? So
yeah, we probably have to just stay with the MSAC. Yeah. I don't know.
Nitro St. Albans, though, that could be
battle for the bridge.
But battle of the bridge, match.
Washington and Boom Boom.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That could be the special like. Yeah. Willie could be in his match, and Boom just comes out of nowhere and hits him with a chair. And then you're like, oh, whoa, whoa. And Willie's like,
this is my bridge.
Yeah, and they get into each other's face, and then whoever he's wrestling just kind of rolls out. And you're like, all right, we're going to sell this in the ring right now. And they just ring the bell, and now they're wrestling each other.
I got this whole vision, dude.
I can write this out.
I'm wondering what our viewership's like right now on the live feed.
It's going to drop off dramatically after Dingus gets off the phone. But I don't care. I like talking about this.
Me too. This is super fun. Glad I took off work for this.
Are we going to take another break and then
let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up at the end there. Look at some things. Obviously, football practice, all that stuff is. It's in full swing. I've been brought to you by the 10 guy over in Nitro off Michigan Avenue, right off 25, quarter mile from the St. Albans Nitro Bridge. 304-380-2935. You can hold John Wheeler over at the 10 guy for all your tenting needs. We'll be back here on the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt. Stick around. Here on the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt, HD Media Sports Video Productions, and being brought to you by the Tent Guy over in Nitro off Michigan Avenue, just off 25, quarter mile from the St. Albans Nitro Bridge, 304-380-2935 for all your tenting needs. Fall sports in full swing, boys. August 1st means football is here. You got practice starting, WVU today, Marshall Friday. Multiple high school programs are, into it. And as you heard, Coach there is going to wait until Wednesday to get with his kids as he's trying to get better there. But should be fun, man. Like we talked about, I know we're talking a lot of NSAC wrestling matches, but as we know in this area, we cover a lot of NSAC football games. You go to all kinds of games. You've covered a bunch of games. It should be – Ryan and I was talking on Friday. It should be another interesting year there because we talk about Riverside. Ryan's really high up on Riverside with those kids now being older. Alex has been there a couple years now. I think they could be kind of a team. I mean, at this point, and this is all speculation, we're not saying Riverside's going to win the conference, but I think they're a playoff team. Yeah. Ryan, I think they're a playoff team.
I saw their schedule. They've got the big three in Huntington, Spring Valley, and Midland. Yeah. But I could see them going 5-5, 6-4.
Get some points there. Yeah. That's the good thing about playing in a tough conference, too. And, the real questions, too, is, South Charleston with their numbers. Not sure where they're at as far as Carl Lee and first year there, Jack. We'll see what happens there. You got St. Albans with Willie there, first year coaching St. Albans. So we'll have to see what happens there. I don't know where they're at number wise, but there's a couple of question marks. Then you go to Capital again. I mean, a team with Coach Karp that consistently got into playoffs, consistently got to at least the semifinals or won a state title. And now they got the new coach there that's still trying to put it together and get his guys. So
that's odd to see. I saw the MSAC, Wally's Wimpy's preseason poll.
Yeah, they're pulled up.
They're at the bottom. You don't see that very often. So Capital and South Charleston both near or at the bottom. That was odd to see.
Yeah, and no surprise to see Huntington at number one. They're champions last year. They got to the state title game and fortunately didn't win it there, but they returned a bunch of dudes and, mm-hmm. And then Midland, obviously. And then, all three of those teams out there, we talked about how good they've been. It seems like forever now.
Yeah. Even in Putnam County, you got Hurricane and Winfield.
I was going to say Hurricane.
Gonna be right down the road.
I mean, Hurricane Winfield, that's going to be interesting there. Donnie always does a tremendous job. His guys are always ready. He takes that stuff serious. So, and he's got talent there. I mean, Hurricane's always got talent. That's the thing.
Yeah. Eddie smoldering out of Winfield. He's got a tradition of winning. And so I think that area's definitely loaded for sure.
So, NSAC will be interesting, as
Bob
always.
Bob Mollett at Buffalo.
Bob Mollett,
That's right. Yeah. So,
veteran.
He's one of the, we got our previews, what teams we're doing for the preview for the newspaper. And I got Bob Mollett. So, I'll get to interview him. And it's a great day.
And then, obviously, Cardinals always interesting. That's a tough there. It's sometimes top heavy there with Polka. I mean, now Hoover's just going to be, Hoover's just taken off since Joey's gotten there. So, almost pulled off really special year last year, but it's tough, man. It's crazy too. When we pick these, when you get into postseason play and Ryan, I get these brackets and stuff. It's just so funny because, all of us are pretty much in our areas. So like we watch a lot more of certain areas than others. So it's when you see a team beat a team from here, you're like, oh, you're like, what? They beat these teams. But it's just you don't know what a lot of those kids and those programs have because there's so many great football programs across the state of West Virginia. So that's the fun part too when you get the postseason play and that's when you find out what those programs are made of. But it's gonna be fun, man. I'm glad if football season's here. It seemed like the summer kind of flew by, though. Yeah, this summer flew by.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God, because now we're gonna get football. So
y'all are big Mountaineer fans, so I'm sure y'all are pretty excited for the football season starting.
Oh, I'm excited every year.
Yeah, every year. I mean, obviously this year with Pitt being Thursday,
Virginia Tech this year.
Yeah, I mean,
which I don't think that's what they want every year because then they got to get into the Big 12 schedule.
Yeah. So, it's going to be brutal. Yeah. I mean, Virginia Tech's supposed to be even better. Of course, old boy is supposed to start there, right?
Mm-hmm. Grant.
Yeah, Grant. So
Grant Wells. It was at Marshall, now down at Virginia Tech.
So he's supposed to be starting there. So we'll see about that.
Yeah, it's week four is down at Virginia Tech. So
it's so weird how they threw Kansas right there.
Yeah.
Great. It was weird how they scheduled that. But Pitt game should be fun, man. I mean,
it's a Thursday night game.
Thursday night, prime time. Game day decides to come in and do an hour show. So,
hey, the biggest Thursday night game of the football season, though, is University of Charleston at Fairmont State to start off the Mountain East Conference.
Oh, yeah, just there you go. Know. Yeah, we can't forget about just the letting you know. Kids.
That ranks up there.
That's what I told Travis Jones last night, and he laughed at me.
Jack's going to be that's
what you see over there.
That's the thing, Jack, on. Being the voice of UC, you're gonna get really
busy.
Those
guys are coming in this week. They'll get things started. The soccer teams will be in next week. So.
Yeah, Jack doesn't just do football. He does it all. So that's
sports
busy.
Mr. UC.
Getting up and going.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There you go.
Ah.
You covered, or you went and did you cover it for the? Or you just go. All right, TBT. Yeah. You went and saw West Virginia take on the Dayton squad.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch the game.
It was a great game. They were tied. They were down 2 going to the Elam ending. Just couldn't. They had way
couldn't
too
score.
Many. Gave way too many offensive rebounds in the third quarter.
That was their thing though. The whole tournament, they were just giving up.
Yeah, they gave up probably 3 or 4 in the third quarter, and it led to 3 threes, and they battled back and tied it up late and had their chances just to couldn't pull it up. But that atmosphere was great. And
I think that's where maybe a Derek Culver or a Gabe Osaboyan
might have helped them. Yeah.
So that's what they lacked, it seemed like, was defensive rebounding, and it came back and hurt them. But
they went on offense, really, is what it looked like. Their squad was a lot – it was pretty undersized. They didn't – you know, if they had a sags or something like that in the back, and they could have pressed, and then that would have been really tough.
But. Yeah, but they won 3 games and got to the.
What's the future then look like?
They want to come back and do it again. Obviously, Flowers and KJ are probably the two the oldest people, and they're getting up there in age. And I know Flowers, we had him on obviously, and he got a new job, and he talked about maybe retiring and. Got a kid. These guys have kids.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
So I don't know if they're going to be around, but I think they're really pushing for it to be in Morgantown for the regional. So I think they'll have a team, maybe different guys.
I would go up.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I mean, if it was for, you know, when it got to the nitty-gritty of them winning the thing, that'd be awesome.
I heard the issue was Morgantown, the Coliseum doesn't have AC in the summertime. That's what Flowers mentioned that on one of his tweets. And said that's one of the reasons they didn't get it to begin with, didn't have AC.
Did they just cut it off for expenses?
I guess so. But that was one of their main issues. So
I didn't know that.
Flowers was advertising, trying to get the
– put 5,000 people in there, you might want to crank that thing on.
Yeah.
That's good. That'd be rough.
Revenue in the summertime.
Yeah. I'd heard that was the main issue with Morgantown. So hopefully
you make some money off that. Yeah. I mean, you're going to make your money to pay for your AC bill.
Yep.
Yeah. Plus, it's not like they don't have money.
Exactly.
It was fun watching those guys, especially the 3 guys from the 2010 Final Four. Sure. And they got Ebanks to come in. Absolutely. Man, he is so long.
Yeah.
And fun to watch.
That first year that they did it, man, I was really into it. Like, I was cheering like I was watching the current team.
Yeah.
I was into it. And I kind of felt, but I always rooted for them. And the interesting part is the sacrifices they do put into it.
For sure.
Yeah. Because they got to sell, they got to make money to fund the whole thing. And like we've talked about, these guys have jobs. Some of them play overseas still. So, like, that's tough to try to coordinate. I mean, John talked about it on the pod. He was like, man, this is tough to get everybody in here. They've been trying to get Ebanks to do it forever.
And finally Nathan, got him. Adrian could have played, but he had been hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another guy that could help you on the glass.
Yeah, and guys get married. So, and things kids, happen. And it's like.
Life.
Yeah, life. And they're like, yeah, you know, do I want to try to go on the road and maybe. The thing is, they get like $55,000 or $60,000 apiece, which is, I mean, I'll take that, but. Yeah. That's just if you hope you win the whole thing. So, but it's fun. It's a fun tournament. I'm glad we have two West Virginia based schools involved.
What do you think about combining them?
I've heard that before.
I think that's
a
great idea.
They'd mentioned that at the end of last.
You brought John Elmore on there. What's the other kid at 24?
James Kelly.
Yeah, James Kelly. I mean, if you bring some of those cats in there and combine the best of the best from both schools. Especially you get some size underneath. Because I think, you know, you talk about that. And that was one thing I looked at. You know, they're gritty guys, obviously. Huggins coach dudes and crash the boards. But that was the one thing they were missing. And it's funny you say that because those dudes are like 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but in basketball now, you know, it's like, you got to be pretty damn big and underneath. Because guards are now like 6'7", 6'8". So, that's the one thing they lacked. If they had that big man underneath, they could probably be unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even with Jermaine Haley, I mean, he's, 6'8", but he's a guard.
But he's a guard. He don't.
Yeah. And I thought he played wonderful.
He was probably their best overall player.
Yeah. I liked him at WU. I just don't think he, you know, he wasn't.
He was kind of forced in that point.
Yeah, he was kind of more of a role player. I mean, he could score when he could take over. And he's very athletic. I mean, he can take off the dribble and he can pop and you know, hit the shot. So, and I think he's gotten better because he's been playing. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
I know that one game that I went to when they played Heard That, they were making some threes out there and guys behind me said, man, how come they didn't shoot that when they were at WU? And I'm like, well, these guys are like 10, 12 years older and they've been playing and over
also,
in Europe.
They're also just running, they're running their developed. Own plays. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Developed in this, that shot.
This is like a pro game guy. Yeah. You know, Huggins and them are calling plays up there. You don't call your own shots. I mean, they'll give you some freedom as the point guard or whatever, but no, it's, yeah, it's funny people say that. Like, where was this? And it's, yeah. What?
Yeah.
But no, it's, I think it's great, man. And I like to see John can ball, man.
Yeah.
John did. Elmore is good.
Hey, like I said on the show when we had him, I thought he should have shot the three a lot more when he was at WU.
And he proved it in a TBT. Yep. He hit like 5 threes in one game.
So. Thank you, John, if you're listening.
Yeah, John, but I'm talking about Elmore. Elmore is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is a player. Yeah. I mean, the no look passes and his taking guys off a dribble and the way he can shoot off balance. I mean, he's good. He's always been good. I mean, obviously, but. Still has it, man.
Yep.
I mean, he's cranking them.
They had talked. They had talks about maybe combining. So it'll
they be should. I'd love to see that. Yep. I would love to see that. I think, and those guys are friends. I mean, you saw it on Twitter when fans were being stupid to, you know, Elmore's family and all that stuff. Shame on you if that's you. But
that's the less than 1% of the people always. Ruin it for
standing
everybody.
Out, yeah, standing out too. Unfortunately, it gets put out there. But
I thought Charleston did a good job of hosting that.
Oh, absolutely, did a great job. They were talking about that when we were still doing the show when we were going to do the state tournament, and we were up there just looking at where we're going to set up, and they were talking about that coming in and how they were going to make the court and all that stuff. And I was like, man, you guys are doing it up. I like it, changing up that court. They look good on TV.
They got to improve the coaches' shirts though.
Yeah, those
are kind of
TBT. They look like they went down to Gabe's.
Yeah, they really did.
They got some T-shirts and screen printed them in somebody's garage.
Yeah.
You got to improve the coaches' shirts.
Yeah, it's just tough, you know, because they're all having to raise money.
It felt like an 87 ESPN2 broadcast with the graphics on the shirts.
Yeah, and
now the uniforms.
And I'm not trying to be a jerk either. Speaking of broadcasters, those guys, sort of the broadcast. Oh my god!
I get it. It's tough,
it's tough. It's a TV. I get it. Yeah. We know you do games and stuff, but you know I understand those dudes probably don't get any type of like real quality games anyway. They're kind of like the backup team or whatever. Yeah. They go do the TBT tournament.
These guys, they probably don't know a whole lot about them.
You can just tell they weren't doing, like, a lot of their research.
There's probably not a whole lot of research you can do.
Yeah. Once you got to Dayton, it was really cool, though, because they had Fran Fraschilla, which is a WU favorite. And Bob Rapp,
and he's a pro. I mean, they're all pros.
Yeah, so when you got down to the Dayton, they were really, really good. And I met Fran Fraschilla.
Did you really? That's awesome. Fran, that's an impressive part about him.
Yeah.
You know, like him, hate him, whatever, I like him. I think he's one of my favorite college basketball analysts and experts, or whatever you want to call him. But he does his homework. Like, no matter what the game is, I've seen him call smaller school games, and he knows everything about every player.
Yep.
I mean, it's unreal.
And he's personable with the fans. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I've like
seen
that
him
guy.
At games, you know, interact with students behind.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. He's one of the very few on ESPN that I can stand.
We actually talked pepperoni rolls. He talked about how
he was all
rolls.
About that. Yeah, yeah. So, he talks about that when he's up there in Morgantown.
So he's a big fan of WVU, and I think WVU's a big fan of his too.
I went to the original. Bakery for the pepperoni rolls this weekend.
Yeah,
in Fairmont Country Club Bakery.
Yep,
got 24 of them.
Okay,
they keep those sayings right before you buy them. They've got it like a humidor for these,
really
keeping them moist.
You got anything down in?
I do. I do. I'll give you one as a parting gift for our.
I appreciate that.
Yes, co-host. Don't tell Ryan.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Ryan's gonna bring us some tomatoes. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. So, all right. Anything else before we wrap it up? You're all good.
Pleasure being here. I think this is day 6 of my 10-day contract. So I'm got 4 more at some point throughout the year. So
Dirty Dingo. I think that's the name of the the podcast.
For sure.
All right. Thanks again to our sponsor, the Tin Guy over Nitro, right off 25 there, Michigan Avenue, quarter mile from St. Albans Nitro Bridge for all your tinning knees. Call the Tint Guy, 304-380-2935. Thank you for listening and watching the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Thank you.